This is Seamus with the Barehead Bards, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 601. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster out of Atlanta, Georgia. And this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. This week I am on the road. I am in Texas for Sherwood Forest Fair, just outside of Austin. So if you're in the area, come visit me. And if you don't have our Irish and Celtic Music Podcast app, it's 100% free. You can listen to hundreds of episodes of the podcast. You can go download it through the link in the show notes. Now this episode, I am titling Celebrate the Things You Love. Things do not last forever. So we got to make the most of it while it's around, whether it's people or bands or even this podcast. Who knows how long it could keep going. So if you enjoy the music of one of these artists or this podcast, please show your support. Buy something from them. Support them on Patreon. Make a donation through their website. find some way to support these artists. We kicked off the show with an intro by Barehead Bards, and then we played music from Haneke Castle. That was Evacuation Day from Infinite Brightness. She has a brand new album coming out, I think it's this week, so go check her out. Next up is Emerald Accent with their brand new album, All of Us. This is Brosna, Patrick O'Keefe, and Merrily Kiss the Quaker.
Thank you. that mine is too. It's a fear of getting hurt that makes it fall.
intentions dark and strong. A long farewell, Davy MacPherson's time will not be long on yonder gallows tree. To spy a woman's treacherous hand that I was condemned, Davy. She carried me o'er tae the windowsill and the blanket she threw o'er me. Say rantingly and say dantingly, say wantonly, Gady. He played a tune and he danced it a rune below the gallows tree. The Laird of Grant, oh, that healing sat when first he laid hands on me. He pleads the cause of Peter Broome, not let MacPherson be. Untie these bands, fray off my hand, and bring to me my sword. There's not a man in all of Scotland, I'll brave him at a word. Say rantingly and say dantingly, say wantonly, Gady. He played a tune and he danced it round below the gallows tree. Now some come here to see me hanged, and some to buy my fiddle. But before I do part with her, I'll bracket to her middle. Well, he's taken the fiddle into both his hands, and he's bracket o'er a stain, saying there's no other man is gonna play on her, than I am dead and gane. Oh, say rantingly and say dantingly, say wantonly, Gady. He played a tune and he danced it round below the gallows tree. Oh, little did my mother think that first when she cradled me, that I would turn to the roving trade and die on a gallows tree. Say wantonly, Gady. He played a tune and he danced it rune below the gallows tree. Oh, he played a tune and he danced it rune below the gallows tree.
After Emerald Accent came Celtic Conundrum with Rosin Bridge from The Promise, then Ben Duran with Bridget O'Malley, it's from his album Kyol an Croy, 2, Mad Maudlin finished up the set with McPherson's rant from Empty Chairs. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can also message me on Facebook. Send a picture of a band you saw recently. I have a lot of pictures coming in the future thanks to the St. Patrick's Day request. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I wanted to share some feedback from before St. Patrick's Day that I had. Betty Collette emailed, "I'm listening to today's new podcast and sewing. I make t-shirt quilts. And this one is number 3 of 5. I love listening to Celtic music when I sew, and especially on Thursdays with the new podcast. Thanks a bunch for all you share with us." That's very cool, Betty. Way to find another use for some t-shirts. I have my own t-shirts that I'm like, I don't usually wear shirts with designs these days. Now and then, but most of the time, not so much. And so I'm like, what do I do with these shirts? So, great idea. T-shirt quilts. Solange Benoit commented on Facebook about Kill Rush. "Love these guys and gal. Their friendship and genuine respect for each other shows on stage. Individually talented, but together simply amazing." Thanks for sharing that, Solange. Then came Mary Betty Carthy commented on Facebook, "Sometimes you just gotta go to the fair, and when you get there, you gotta move through it. Thanks for the spin. It's an honor." Dan C. sent a message on Patreon. "Hey Mark, heard your request for new bands and feel the Drowsy Lads would be an excellent band to feature. I've heard them play on the main stages of the Dublin and Milwaukee Irish festivals. I personally sent them a submission form from your website and hoping they fill it out because their music is great. Thanks for all the hard work you do for the podcast. Cheers, my friend." Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate you contacting them. I feel like I did get a message from them, but I still haven't been able to get them on the podcast, so hopefully that will change soon. There are some photos from Woodland Folk in the show notes for number 601, and here's the final bit of feedback I want to share with you. Bill M. messaged on Patreon, "Hey Mark, you have asked for feedback hundreds of times over the past 15 plus years, but there was something about your 534th request that moved me to type you this message. I am among the listeners who you once called the original iTunes 1000. I think I started listening to your podcast at the same time I discovered iTunes. Figuring out how to download your podcast is basically all I know how to do with my iPhone. I'm not any good with this social networking stuff. In fact, I'm not even certain if I am on the right website right now. This message will likely shoot past the serenity and end up in the nullity of an empty space. But I will keep typing in the event this message somehow ends up on your desk. I literally listen to every one of your podcasts at least once a year, and more likely 2 or 3 times a year. Before you get a restraining order, let me explain. I have a small goat dairy with about 15 goats. I play your podcast for several hours a day, several days a week. I download between 10 to 20 podcasts every other week. My sound system loops them over and over again Monday through Saturday. On Sunday, I put on a playlist of religious music for the kids. Your biggest fan is my number one goat, Maybelle. If I can figure it out, I will attach a picture of her. You might say I'm writing you in her behalf. Maybelle really loves the lovely voices of women singers. Sometimes you catch her taking a pause to listen to an angelic voice. So we'll stand in the doorway of the barn where the music is loudest and sway back and forth just listening to the music. And sometimes a song will make Maybelle throw a hoof my way. Maybelle listens to your podcast while I am milking her. She normally stands peacefully, but when you play some punk rock Celtic music, the change in tone startles her and she starts kicking. So, since you keep asking for feedback, here it comes. You might want to consider doing a shout out before you start playing the heavy rock and roll music. Say something like, "Hey Maybelle, here comes a headbanger." This way she can go to her happy place for a while, or at least I get a cue to watch out for flying hooves. When I'm not in the barn, I like to listen to your Pub Songs podcast. In fact, I'm listening to Sci-Fi Pub Songs podcast number 265 as I type this message. I don't play these podcasts in the paddock because some of the songs and stories have adult content that are not suitable for kids. Just kidding. Maybe. A little more feedback. I really like the way you link the singers of your podcast. You introduced me to the Wicked Tinkers, Boston Blackthorn, Irish Rovers, 3 Mile Stone, just to name a few. Your podcast makes it very easy to fill their websites and download songs from my eclectic collection of Celtic tunes. I've downloaded some of the headbangers that make Maybelle's ears bleed. You have given me and my goats so many wonderful hours of delightful music. For all of us at MT Acres, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate the feedback and the comments. That was a lot of fun to read. And tell Maybelle I'll see what I can do. No guarantees, but I'll try. I'll try to remember to do that. All right, Maybelle, just be careful. Just be ready. All right. you can also tell Maybelle. Usually the Celtic rock stuff is in like the last set. So if that helps, All right, let's get back to the music. Jim Brady is up next with Whiskey on a Sunday from a single.
I lie on the floor with me rims all crushed and a puddle of blood neath me face. The doll I was chatting walks off with the lad that brought her here in the first place. Da, 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 da. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Da, 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 da. Drinking buttermilk all the week, night's whiskey on a Sunday. Steal myself up, me wounds already improving. When it all goes black and he kicks me some more, cause I don't have the sense to stop moving. Da, 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 da. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. The lads I came in with, oh, they look on with grief and laughing to see me laid low. A far better show, oh, they'd never see at the fanciest theater in town. You might find yourself down at McGee's. Oh, don't look askance at the hip on the floor. Oh, chances are great that it's me.
Drinking buttermilk a city where the girls are so pretty. I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Fishmonger, shirt was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. They both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh.
Oh, landed from the town of Ballyfad. I want a situation and I want it very bad. I've seen employment advertised, it's just the thing, says I. But the dirty advert ended with no Irish need apply. Says I, but that's an insult, to get the gig I try. I went to see this blackguard with his no Irish need apply. Some think that it's misfortune to be christened Patterdam, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man. I started out to find the house, I got there mighty soon. I found the old chap seated, he was reading the Tribune. I told him what I came for, when in a rage he'd fly. No, he says, you're Paddy and no Irish need apply. Well, it gets me dandarizing and I'd like to black his eye. To tell a gentle Irishman no Irish need apply. Some think that it's misfortune to be christened Patterdam, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irishman. I couldn't stand it longer and a hold of him I took. I gave him such a beating as he get to Donnybrook. He hollered, Billy, a mother, get away, did try. He swore he'd never ride again, no Irish need apply. He made a big apology, I bid him then goodbye. Saying next time you want a beating, just write, no Irish need apply. Some think that it's misfortune to be christened Patterdam, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man.
After Jim Brady came the bookends with Waving to Murin from A Celtic Celebration, then April Moon Band with Molly Malone. After that was Chris Crawford with Swords of Celts, also from a single. Then the Langer's Ball with No Irish Need Apply from Hard Time in the Country. Kyle Carey has a brand new Kickstarter that is currently running. While I was looking at the rewards that she offers, I came across plantable download cards and I was intrigued. Plantable download cards as a reward. And so I contacted Kyle and asked if I could do an interview for my Sci-Fi Pub Songs, which I think came out this week, if I have my times all correct. Any case, Kyle Carey plays Gaelic Americana music. She's originally from New Hampshire and sings songs in Irish and Scots Gaelic. Her songwriting is inspired by American and Celtic folklore. So Kyle is going to tell you a story about her song Tell Me Love from her album The Art of Forgetting, which she said was a good glimpse at some of the music that she's writing for her newest album that is currently over on Kickstarter. If you want to hear one of those songs, she sent me a demo and told a little story about one of those that will be exclusively available for patrons of the podcast. So go check that out as well. Meantime, here is Kyle Carey with her story.
Hi there, my name's Kyle Carey, and you are about to hear my song called Tell Me Love, which I wrote a number of years ago when I was living up in the mountains of New Hampshire, and I was surrounded by all of this beautiful nature. And I was reading a lot of poetry and I was missing my now husband, Carmine, at the time. He's Italian and he was still living over in Italy and we were waiting for his visa to come through. And so I wrote this song for him and it's about how much I love him and how much I was missing him. But it also works in some of influences from my favorite poets. So there's a little bit of Robert Frost in here, the great New England poet. There's a little bit of Louise McNeil, a wonderful poet from West Virginia. And there is also a little bit of W.B. Yeats, who we all know is from Ireland. So this is called Tell Me Love, and I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. love. Tell me low and tell me true. How the robin's egg came to be so blue. Come the night, lift your head and tell me why. Kindled stars hold vigil in the sky. Autumn apples bushel beneath the silver moon. Out of berry wine, sweet as morning dew. Splendors great and small, made humble by the truth. Boys in loving you. Tell me now, tell me now, so I might rest. By the meadow far weaves ribbon in her nest. Come the night, take me to some riverbed. Let the willow weep a power for our bed.
If you want to find out more about Kyle Carey, go to kyleandcarey.com and you can find a link to support her Kickstarter, or just check out her music if it's the Kickstarter is already over. But definitely check out more of her music. I'm really impressed with what she's doing for our environment. which is some of the interview that I did on the Sci-Fi Pub Songs podcast, which you should definitely check out that interview as well. It was really cool talking with her. Celebrate the things you love. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here because of your kind and generous support. Almost 300 people will pledge $1, $5, $10, or even $25 every week so you can enjoy the show four times a month. But not everyone wants or can afford to make a monthly donation to this podcast. And I totally get that. You should always make sure you are financially able to support the show if you love it, or anything if you love it. There's also another great way to support the podcast, though. You can make a one-off donation or buy something in our store at magerecords.com. There's a virtual tip jar if you just want to give a few bucks. You can buy a digital album, either one of mine or one of our compilations. You can buy a physical product like an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt, pint glass, a sticker, or even a Celtic heart string, which are handmade necklaces made from the broken strings of my heart. My auto harp. So you can find all of those things at magerecords.com. And no matter what you buy, you can always name your price. So if you want to pay a little bit more to support the podcast and get something in return, you can do that as well. You can also make a donation via PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. You'll find links to all this stuff in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 601. A big thanks to our newest patron of the podcast, Carl S. Next up is Lily Bentley with Selkie's Call from Ways of Calling.
Troubles of today, emptying a pint glass off and to go away. Yeah, sometimes it's as hard as seems. Looking back on everything and all I had to do, worth it all and then some, 'cause it led me to you. Yeah, sometimes we just need to dream. Without you everywhere, whiskey in the jar will be playing in my head until I'm dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking out in front of me, oh, I can see the way where I know I need to go. Grows clearer every day. Yeah, sometimes it's too hard to retreat. So easily, too lightly we esteem. Never truer words were spoken, though false as they may seem. Yeah, sometimes we just need to believe. Even in my memories, you were always there. Hard to think of any time without you everywhere. Whiskey in the jar will be playing in my head.
It's called Body City, but we really don't know why. There's concrete on the ground, there's buildings in the sky. It's called the Body City, so I'll tell you what I think. Just get your ass to Brandon and I'll buy you a drink. I said get your ass to Brandon and I'll buy you a drink.
After Lily Bentley came Stout Pounders with Sometimes from Poor Decisions. And Maybelle, I hope you weren't too shocked by the Tom Fulligans with Bayou City from a single that they released. Hey, remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023. And of course, you can also check out some playlist on Spotify and YouTube if you want to hear more music and even watch some videos. We have just one final track to share. It is Niamh Dune with Roads of Old Tralee. Features Joshua Burnside. It's from her album, Tides. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back again next week, so stay tuned for that. And I hope to see some of you out at Sherwood Forest Fair this weekend. Sláinte.
Well, I've crossed every mountain and I've woven every stream. I spent my days a-roving round the roads of Old Tralee. I have many stories and perhaps I will avail, and I'm sure you'll not deny me as I tell to you my tale. My Nancy, she is far away and lives beyond the sea. My heart is sore to marry her, but it may never be. I met her in the summertime, my darling Nancy Brown, and we spent our days a-courting as I rode from town to town.
The rocks fall the derry-o, rocks fall the derry-o, fall all the day. Me rocks fall the derry-o, we'll marry in the morning.
When first I chanced upon her, oh, she wore the finest clothes. Her smile, it did beguile me, and her eyes were black as sloes. She had such a manner, held her shoulders straight with pride, and I knew this girl with ringlet curls, oh, she would be my bride. My darling, may I follow you? I'll buy a ring of gold. Will you take my hand, my love, and hear what I propose? My heart belongs to you, she said, but this can never be, for I'm promised for another love all in America.
The rocks fall the derry-o, rocks fall the derry-o, fall all the day. The rocks fall the derry-o, we'll marry in the morning.
I've always been a rover, now I roam across the sea. And first I land in Amsterdam, so far from Old Tralee. I drank down beer and brandy as our captain did us guide. On our ship bound for America, across the ocean wide. I asked if she would marry me and home we could return. Oh Nancy dear, for many years my heart for you did yearn. Oh and yes, she said, now let us wed and follow o'er the tide. By morning time, oh you'll be mine and I will be your bride.
The rocks fall the derry-o, rocks fall the derry-o, fall all the day. The rocks fall the derry-o, we'll marry in the morning.
Now this couple, they are married, in Kerry they do dwell, with a cabin down in Ventry town, so far as I may tell. And they were so true hearted when she landed on the quay, when a maid a met her over on the roads of Old Tralee.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find a link to all of the artists played in this episode. You can also access our Best of the Year playlist. And you can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.